In the television business, May is sweeps month. The onslaught of special episodes, celebrity guest appearances, and heavily hyped exposés is hard to miss, even by the most casual watcher. And the Nielsen Media Research Company puts us through it every May, July, November, and February. Business reporter James Surowiecki wrote about the last sweeps months for his financial column in The New Yorker.
During these particular months, Nielsen sends out, I think it's close to 1 million paper diaries, and they're quite literally physical paper diaries, to randomly selected households. Randomly, they've been carefully selected to theoretically match the demographics of the television audience as a whole, and essentially asks people to fill out what they watch for that week. And so that's essentially what's going on. As a result, these 4 months during which people are filling out these diaries effectively determine the ad rates for local television for the entire year.
Is this an accurate reflection of people's television viewing habits?
All the evidence suggests no, and there are a couple of reasons for that. Sweeps programming is not indicative of the kind of programming that airs in the other 8 non-sweeps months of the year. So what you have is you have a show like Joe Millionaire on Fox, which say a lot of people are watching, and the Fox affiliates are getting the benefits of those ratings. But of course, Joe Millionaire is not airing for most of the rest of the year, and yet Fox is still charging on the basis of that. The second thing, which may even be more important, is that the diaries are not actually necessarily a very good reflection of what people are actually watching. People tend to fill out the diaries at the end of the week, so they're trying to remember what they watched rather than what they actually watched. The other thing is that if you think about the way people watch television, they tend to channel surf, perhaps they move around from show to show. When they fill out that diary, they're much more likely to put down one name rather than a bunch of names. So one familiar complaint, which I think is quite accurate, is that sweeps tends to overestimate the ratings of well-known shows and underestimate the ratings of not-so-well-known shows.
If this information is needed in the industry, isn't there a more maybe subtle or more continuous way to get it?
There actually is a far better technological alternative, which is what are called people meters. There are these machines that are attached to televisions, and they basically record continuously. The major problem, at least as far as everyone in the television industry says, is a question of cost, that wiring homes across the country with people meters would be too expensive. The truth is it would not be too expensive for the industry as a whole. It's just that no individual player has the incentive to spend all that money to do it. It's a testament to the fact that local affiliates still have an enormous amount of leverage, because the truth is the networks don't like sweeps month. They don't like having to pack all their good program, well, good maybe relative, but their good programming into a few months, which means that they're then left with big chunks of reruns in other months. So it's really a testament to the power of the local affiliates.
Do the advertisers like the system?
No, the advertisers don't really like it either, because they obviously know that in some sense they're paying for not very good data. So a smart advertiser will try to say, well, look, if the demographics for this show are X, you know, for the nation as a whole, it's unlikely they're going to be this way for your local market. But the truth is it's the only real concrete data they have, so they go by it.
But why does it continue if nobody likes it?
Well, one reason is that the local affiliates do like it. Nielsen tried to introduce people meters in Boston last fall, and local affiliates actually mounted quite a protest against it. They just refused to pay for the data because they felt that their ratings were being unfairly lowered. The bigger reason, though, is what the economist Mansur Olson used to call the problem of collective action. And that is, it's kind of like if a neighborhood wanted to get together and, I don't know, you know, build a picket fence or something. Everybody in the neighborhood would benefit from building the picket fence. But if I'm a neighbor and I don't participate but everybody else does, I get the benefits of the fence and yet I contribute no labor. And it's the same problem here. Everyone would benefit from a better system, but no one wants to step up.
Business reporter James Surowiecki writes the financial page column for The New Yorker magazine. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.